Jesus went to places that no one else would go. Why did he go there? He's motivated by compassion. He had a mission. He loves these people. He's going to give his life for them. And he shows up and then he sees the need. And the Bible says he's moved with compassion.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. Today's message is part two of a message entitled, A Mission of Compassion. Matthew 28:19 tells us that the church has been commissioned by Jesus to complete the calling of the Great Commission, and this is our mission. Our prayer for you today is that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message.
Critical. I've learned that I am far more legalistic than I like to admit, and I am less compassionate in my approach to people who sin and people who live in a sinful lifestyle and the effects of sin on mankind. I'm just being honest with you. I lack compassion in this area sometimes. I tend to forget how far away from God I was myself. I tend to forget how far that I had fallen from God. How far I was into sin. Look at this. Very simple. We like to read John 3:16, correct? But man, John 3:17 is just as powerful. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I believe it's in our zeal and in our righteousness that we forget that God sent his one and only son not to condemn the world, but to save it. And I don't mean the world system, I mean the people. The people. Our mission as the church is to facilitate what Jesus began. He came to save, seeking to save that which is lost. We are his feet going. We are his hands healing. And we are his voice speaking to a fallen world. And if all they hear is condemnation, they are not going to come. The good news has to be preached. Jesus has to be preached. The cross has to be preached. Redemption, hope has to be re-preached. Amen? It has to be done in compassion. You can't take your Bible out and just wave it in someone's face and tell them to go to hell. Most of them already know it. Newsflash. How many of you, before you got saved, knew you were going to hell? Raise your hand. I knew that. I didn't like to hear it. I'd argue with you. But I knew in my heart that I wasn't right with God. All I'm trying to say is this. That tactic does not work, especially in this world. The world has changed. Now listen, we don't change the message whatsoever. We do not stray away from the message, but we have to be mindful of our tactics, amen? Amen. Listen, every one of us, we've been as lost as last year's Easter egg. Are you hearing me? Amen. It's time, listen, everyone needs redemption. Don't forget that. Don't forget that you too were lost. Don't forget it. Sometimes we forget where we come from, and that hinders us from compassionately completing our mission. Listen, we must, hear me, have compassion for sinners, no matter what family background they may have. We must have compassion for sinners, no matter what their social background might be. We must have compassion towards people, no matter what their political views might be. We need to be compassionate towards people who may have a different sexual preference. I didn't say accept their sin. Listen, they are not, if all we do is condemn, if we do not invite them to come to Christ, listen, none of us can change them. If that was true, we've cured the world of everything. Jesus has to do this. But they have to come to him by faith first. They have to receive him first in order for them to be born again. See, we put these hindrances up, and we can't understand why people who struggle with their sexual preference, we can't understand why they do this, because they're sinners, and they're going to sin. Listen, why is it that we categorize adultery and homosexuality different? They're both an abomination. I'm not making excuses for sin, but sinners will sin, and you know this, the longer you're in sin, the longer you're entrenched in sin, it will take you deeper and deeper. Soon we get to a place where we're like, I never thought I would ever do this. I never thought I would ever say this. I never thought I would act like this. I never thought my attitude would be like that. I didn't know my preference would be this way. There's all kinds of things that happen. Sin will just tear you apart. It's a cancer. It's terminal. See, we've got to look at our world as terminal. It's dying. See, our theology sometimes says it's this. It's nasty. It's horrible. Listen, we need to look at our world through the eyes of Jesus. Are you hearing me? We are the body of Christ. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his voice. Then Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. I want to say this. Jesus attended synagogue. We can see that clearly throughout the word. He attended temple worship when he was in Jerusalem. He was part of the festivals when he was there. Jesus went to church. Jesus was engaged in church per se. You say, well, I thought we're talking about temple and synagogue. You understand what I'm trying to make, right? The point I'm making. So he went to church, and I'm not neglecting the importance of going to church. But he didn't ignore his mission for going to church. Are you following me? Church was not more important than the mission. The mission was the most important thing. And that's what I want to pound into you during this series. The mission is the most important thing. Listen, you say worship is. No, listen, unless they are born again, there are no worshipers. The mission is the most important thing. If they're going to be worshipers, they have to be redeemed. They have to be restored to God. That's our mission. Jesus went to church per se, but he didn't ignore his mission field. May I remind you, the centralized headquarters for religion in the region was Jerusalem. If you wanted a priest, if you wanted a Levite, if you wanted a scholar, if you wanted a teacher of the law, you would simply go to Jerusalem because that's where the central point of religion in Israel in the day. But Jesus didn't put his ministry there. He went to Galilee of the Gentiles, people living in darkness. Jesus went to where there are people falling. Listen, he didn't go to the religious. It's not the healthy who need a doctor, friend. Jesus went and lived in the midst of a people who lived in the shadow of darkness. And here's my point. We can build a church by proselytizing other Christians out of churches. We can do that. You can build a church that way. You can find you some dissatisfied Israelites in another church, and you can romance them out of that church, and you can talk about how great your thing is, how great your dog and pony show is, preacher, and you can romance them out of your church. But listen, that is not the mission. That is not the mission. That is not building the kingdom of God. You might as well just go to Jerusalem and get you some disgruntled, are you hearing me, Pharisees, and build your church that way. But that's not what Jesus did. He went to lost people. He went to lost people. If we would stop concentrating on Christians who don't attend my church, we could build the kingdom of God a lot quicker. Like Jesus, why are we trying to convert religious people? What if we went to our own Galilee and compassionately shared the gospel with lost people living in darkness? Now, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be biblical? Listen, I know it's easier. It's easier to go to Jerusalem, again, and find you some disgruntled disciples and build a church. And again, invite them to your dog and pony show. But that is not the mission. There are more people in our community lost in sin, not in church, and perishing. They're terminal. There are less people in our community serving Jesus in church with eternal life. Less people in church. Less people born again. Why are we focused on less when we should be focused on many more? Why aren't we reaching many? Why are we so focused on romancing people out of a church? Why not reach the lost? Jesus went to his mission field, and he compassionately reached lost people. That's the mission. In Matthew 9:35. Just go through again. Jesus went. He went to all the cities. He went to all the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Listen, when Jesus went throughout those villages, he shared the word of God. That was his mission. But he didn't ignore the other needs that were around him. There were other needs, and he identified those needs within those communities. And listen to me, he met those needs. He healed bodies for this purpose, to share the gospel. To share the gospel. I truly believe we would see more people, we would see more miracles if we go to more lost people. I truly believe signs and wonder shall follow them that believe. Jesus went throughout the various towns and villages, sharing the word of God, meeting needs, identifying those needs, and meeting those needs so that he can share the gospel with them. Listen to me. I want to make this very clear. I'm not talking about enabling people who are in a user lifestyle. That's not going to help people out whatsoever. Are you following me? There are people, I understand, they scam the system. They live off the system. They can go from church to church. And they can glean whatever they need. They get from this resource and that resource. I'm not talking about enabling those people. Okay, but I am saying this. There are plenty of those people in our community, but there are plenty of people that are in desperate need. And listen, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Listen, I'm talking about this. We need to identify true needs within our community and minister to those needs with the love of Christ. When you go into your community, see, listen, you will not identify those needs from here. We will not identify the true needs of our community sitting in here. You will only be able to identify those needs when you go out into the community. Listen, there are churches of other denominations that do a much better job. And man, they're racking up souls left and right. You know why? Because they have more compassion than we do. But we lack compassion. We lack compassion. See, when you go into your community, when you go into that community, compelled by compassion, you will see what Jesus saw. And what he saw was the true needs within a community. Listen, the primary need is always the same, salvation. The primary need is always salvation. People need Jesus. However, there are secondary needs that we can minister to, and the Holy Spirit will open the heart of that person, the door of that person's heart, and then gives us an opportunity to share the message. Listen, church, compassion opens our eyes to true needs. Compassion opens our eyes to true needs. Let's go to Matthew 9:36. But when he saw this, when he saw the multitudes, he was what? Moved with compassion for them. Jesus, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because what? Because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Jesus went to places that no one else would go. And when he got there, why did he go there? He was motivated by compassion. He had a mission. He loves these people. He's going to give his life for them. And he shows up, and then he sees the need. And the Bible says he's moved with compassion. Listen, if we are going to be engaged in our community, if we are truly wanting to reach our community, it's not going to take more services. See, this is what we do as church folks sometimes. We need to offer this class. We need to offer that class. My personal background has been is when we do that, I find out we have more Christians that are just out of church that come to those classes. And I'm not saying that's not a ministry. If they're not in church, I get that. But why are we focused on those people? Why aren't we reaching lost people? Again, lost is last year's Easter egg. Why aren't we focused on them? We need the eyes of Jesus to see true needs in our community. But that's not going to happen with just keeping having services and having classes. We have to be engaged as a people in our community.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray it was a blessing to you. If you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. On Friday, April the 27th at 7:30 p.m., we are having an outdoor movie night at Holt Assembly of God. This is a free event, perfect for the family, to watch a movie in a family-friendly environment. There'll be plenty of free popcorn and soda, so please come bring your own lawn chair or blanket for seating. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.